this public hearing, Region Queens Municipality, Tuesday, September 24th, 2019, at Council Chambers, 249 Whitewood Road, Liverpool, Nova Scotia, at 9 a.m. It's got a call to order that pertains to a rezoning request, 128 Warren Street, 186 Church Street, Liverpool, PID number 7002-4245, from Institutional 1 to Downtown Commercial C1. So it should be Institutional I1 to Downtown Commercial C1. The purpose of this meeting, public hearing, is to provide any interested person with an opportunity to present an oral or written presentation to the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality with regard to its intention to rezone 128 Warren Street, 186 Church Street in Liverpool, from Institutional I1 to Downtown Commercial C1. The procedure for this public hearing is as follows. Stand here.
Yes.
Christine, would you see if there's an ability to turn the fan down just a little, or the volume? See if that's a little better. We'll make another adjustment. When we get warm, we'll have to turn them back on. So the procedure for this public hearing is as follows. A, opening remarks, one. Every person is eligible to speak, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his or her name and address before commencing. Two, a person may speak more than once, but preference will be given to those who have not previously spoken. Three, this meeting will be conducted following parliamentary procedure. This council uses its own rules of order as well as Borneo's rules of order. I would mention to you that our washroom is directly at the exit door to your left. And if anyone has an electronic device, would you please turn it to the silent mode? I would now ask our Director of Planning, Mike McFadden, to provide us with a brief update.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just a little bit of background on the application. We've received a rezoning application from the owners of property on the corner of Gorham Street and Church Street in Liverpool. Which is known as the Liverpool Lions Hall. The application is seeking the rezoning from the current institutional I-1 to a downtown commercial C-1 zone. The owners of the property are in the process of trying to sell the property, and a prospective purchaser for that is interested in opening a flower shop and indoor botanical garden at this location. The list of permitted uses within the I-1 zone does not permit this type of use, so in order to facilitate the request, rezoning to the downtown commercial C-1 zone would be required. The current building was constructed around 1970 for the use of the Lions Club and various other organizations. And has been used since that time by the Lions Club and other groups for their purposes. I think most are quite familiar with the area, some of the abutting uses for this around this property include the Liverpool Curling Club, the Trinity Anglican Church, Rosignol Cultural Center, as well as G Cook Financial, which is located across the street from the site. So As you're all aware, we're currently going through a review of the Regis Municipal Planning Strategy, where we're looking at actually the boundaries of the zones, not just in Liverpool, but throughout the whole county. And one of the things that we're looking at is actually the extents of the commercial zone. So it's something that we're considering anyway as to where the boundaries should fall. So it's not located immediately abutting the CLM zone, but it's very close proximity. So the property is already located in a fairly high traffic area. So as we discussed in Planning Advisory Committee and council, that the impacts of the proposed use at this location should have minimal impact to the surrounding area. So just a little brief background.
Thank you, Mike. The floor is now open to comment from those in the public gallery that may like to speak on this rezoning. If anyone would like to speak, please be recognized and state your name and address, please. Is there anyone in the gallery who would like to speak on this rezoning issue today? Second call for comments. Third and final call for comments. We have no comments from the gallery today. I'd like to thank all in attendance. Items as discussed by Director of Planning, Mike McLeod, will be put in consideration by council during deliberations later in the morning on item 13.1, which we will be dealing with on our agenda. This public hearing is now adjourned. Thank you.